This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We saw last time... in Yud Beis was about the fact that in this world the neshamas have had problems, issues. A, they can't project themselves. They haven't affected the guf the way it should affect it, and so on. Olam haneshamas has the ability for the neshama to reconstitute itself to be what it ought to be. Yud Gimel, ve omnam tzor shateida ki gam atach cheta adam bikonis haneshama beguf ha'uvar. Afal pishle kon sadayin shlemus maseho, hine mitzad yikora vezora atzmi hayuro shetitein zichu godla choyme, atche yoytze migera minanushi. Even now, the way the body is and so on, the neshama should have been able to sort of inundate the guf and turn it into kedusha. Omnong zeirasi iswa kiveshes oisa umalemes koychmat zahara. There's a gzeira to sort of contain it. But oifen shle yimashich mena inyan zeh. Aval teishiv shama beluta ba'atzma. It should stay there, closed in on itself. Ve oisa shir mitzor fekaven al yoyna, as Kosh Baruch Hu needs. U pa'elas beguf ba'is ha'seda v'shir ha'niyot zeh mechachmosi yisbarach. In other words, like this. And this, the marshal to this would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were he to be megala himself totally, the world would cease to exist. The whole world would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavod Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world as an independent entity would not be. So the way in which the world exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu contains himself, kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of does not allow his mitzias to inundate the world, and that's why we exist. That's why we have Bechira. That's why we have what we have. The same. You want to ask him?
Right. How does Hester Ponim go together with that? Hester, that's like even more less.
Yes. Yes. There's Hester Ponim means it almost seems as if you can get away with anything. Like this, at least you feel like HaKadosh Baruch was peeking in through the cracks. On, you know, there's some hashkacha. If the Rishoyim are totally on top, and whatever is bad wins, and whatever is good doesn't. So then you have nothing. It's you know. So the parallel to this mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch in this world totally being masked himself, the neshama in the guf has it's masked itself and doesn't expand to its fullest. Even if the guf was to be perfect, it still would be a process. It wouldn't be as if the neshama would just sort of come out in all its glory, and then the person would not feel anything. I want to explain this a little bit in a way that the appropriate mashal. You know, it's kind of the way we're thinking about it is the neshama is sort of like a glowing ball of sorts, and you know, it would shine out, and you know, we tend to think with primitive mashalim. That's the way we think of it. And okay, so we take it on, you know, on good faith. Listen, the Ramchal says he knows what he's talking about and so on. I want to try to explain it in a way that we can actually touch base with it. Where do I sense the neshama myself? Once in a while, a person has this intense desire and sense to do good, to do only good, and so on and so forth. It's almost as if I'm overtaken by a sense of, you know, the life has on tachlis, and you know, who am I? What I v'chulu v'chulu. When a person feels that way, he nothing else matters, nothing else cares, and so on and so forth. And then that feeling goes away, and then we have a lot of other things we really would like, and so on and so forth. The feelings inside of us come from our different layers of personality. The layer of neshama is the deepest. And when it comes out, it's a sort of a sense of like every part of your being resonates with the Musa Shmuz. It's like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what life is about. That's what's important. Everything else is just about volume, and so on and so forth. That's a level of gilui of the neshama in the person's consciousness. And if we were to have that permanently, there'd basically be no purpose. So then we're walking malachim. I'm serious. There'd be no purpose. The teretz is, there's a vart from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I think it's an amazing vart. It says, "Im kesef talve es ami." So he teaches it a little bit of a chassidish teach. The word kesef, miloshen kisufin. Kisufin means yearning. He says a person goes about his normal activities and all of a sudden he's overwhelmed with a feeling of tremendous ruchnius. And he feels, here I am, an adam mashalim. So he says, a mashal, imagine I have a business. The business is starved for cash and it's struggling. And somebody lends me $1 million. I deposit $1 million in my bank account. I'm able to pay off this and to have cash for cash flow. So a fool says, wow, I'm a millionaire. I have $1 million in the bank. Check my bank book. It says $1 million. And I can sort of chill a bit. But at some point, the person comes and takes back the $1 million. Masha Ein Kane, a smart person, says, you know, Baruch Hashem, I got this influx of cash, but it's a loan. Let me build up my business. Let's start generating cash from the business. And then when the business itself is generating cash, he gives back the loan and he's on solid standing. So he said, Im Kesef, if a person feels a sudden surge of yearning, of ruchnius, talves, I mean, understand it as a loan. It's not the pshat as you reach that madrega. You know, one Monday morning you were hit by this tremendous feeling of, you know, that you really want to do well. No, it's a loan. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you from time to time so that you spur yourself to action. Say, you know what, I can be, it's real to me. I could be a person that clearly wants ruchnius. Now let's work for it. So that's the type of feeling. So if a person is born that way and he only wants Taiv and everything else, then there's no real point to his existence. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to bring this world. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, is a person who has many drives and desires, and he is expressing his, and he slowly, with his own two hands, rolls back the stuff that's his goof and exposes the part that's his neshama. And v'hine kifi maaseh toiv m'sha'oseh v'leches. Hoya lo ispashe zayk m'shko savnu v'oz hoya menia magia me'men et zirchu l'guf omnon fe'agzeh sh'v'an amar lo yitochen l'zeh el v'yeser an shamiz. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer, that it sort of is to restrain itself and to be restrained, it can only affect the guf to some degree. Ochein b'shuva b'guf achat chia, when it comes back to the guf after chias amesim, lo tismayet lo tisalim al tekonis chol zareh chol koicha, it will come back full force. At that point, by chias amesim, there is no more mahalach of avoda. It's in the sense that we're fighting against something, and that's where we're growing big. This whole thing I said before is not nagia then, and what's going to happen is that it will be instant. The person's neshama will instantly take over. Leitzdarach lo hagidl matmat shachate leiladim alamiyad b'shaite terboi maser zikol. It's not going to need to develop slowly, but it will immediately shine in him and be mezachich him. So the neshama itself in us, we know ourselves, and when we have, you know, when we have that sense of, you know, kulay toiv, it doesn't require much effort to do what you're supposed to do. So that will be our self. That's what the pesukim referred to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mal orlas levavchem, and you know, every mila is sort of a revelation of something. There's something that was hidden on the coarse flesh, and it's revealed. That's what will happen then. And no longer will the Ratzna Elyon be a slow development like a child, which is step by step, but rather a sudden burst. But still, it's the guf and neshama together will keep growing and moving forward. In other words, like this, it is true that the guf will be immediately overwhelmed by neshama, and the person will be kulei toiv. Kulei toiv is not a static matziv, like you can freeze it, and this is a kulei toiv. Kulei toiv is a progression. It is a progression towards the infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. Our ability to understand and grasp and so on is an infinite road to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's road is infinite in that sense because it's never-ending. So imagine, let's give an example. Somebody sitting in yeshiva learning. So for us, most of the battle is sur mira. I should be getting up, I shouldn't be sleeping, I should pay more attention, I shouldn't be wandering away, I shouldn't, whatever it is. But imagine somebody comes in like Mr. Perfect. So he's not finished. He's there to start. So now I can sit and I can learn about Metzia, and I can learn Gittin, I can learn Shabbos, and I can learn this, and I can understand better, and I'll learn it the first time, the second time, the tenth time. Each time I'll understand it better and better. So that there is growth after Tchias HaMeisim, that's yes, and I think that has to be, because since the main nekuda of a person is Haskavida Olsi, the understanding and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so my learning, understanding, thing growing is infinite, but I'm not at the point of a minus where I'm struggling with a goof to turn the goof in a shamba. I'm sort of a goof that's identifies itself with the neshama, and now is going forward. The person himself will be chashuv. The goof will get its first zichuch. Is alabay masha koya kol mechay v'shainim way beyond what he was before. V'yia azichuch ahu kefi kol ha'maisim atayvim she'asa. That zichuch itself will be a product of the all the ma'asim tovim that he did. Now, so he says here an interesting point that even though the neshama is kind of being mezachich the guf automatically and by just in it, but the level of zichuch, the level at which you're starting, is measured by the ma'asim tovim that you did. Ma'asim you did allows for that amount of neshama to express itself. And this will keep the person going, you know, madrega to madrega and so on. Okay, we'll finish by Gimel.